Okay, welcome to our Friday night chat for the Phil Hendry Show. The only difference being that we're not on our website tonight. We're on Facebook Live, and obviously, and the reason why we're on Facebook Live, watch, I probably won't, nobody can see this either. The reason why we're on Facebook Live is because we have a issue. Who the fuck is this? We've got all kinds of fucking issues over on the website and in terms of our chat. So this is where we are right now tonight. This is our setup here. Which I realize it's a little too bright, probably. Allie's there. Okay, Allie. So, Allie, no, it's completely fucked. There's Bryn. Good to see Bryn. Alexis is with us. So, yeah, what happened was basically just, you know, nothing in the chat was loading. So I'm going, what the fuck is wrong with this thing, man? You know, is it me? Is it, you know, what it... So I'm assuming there's some internet situation that's kind of jacked us up a little bit. So instead, we're here, and this will be cool. You know, we haven't done a Facebook Live in, I don't know, the last time we did one, I think it was around Christmas, wasn't it, or New Year's? So let me just talk to my people here, man, and whoever else is with us. There's, look at that, there's Beaker and Beaker. We have Ernie Powell, Bryn. Paul Kidd is out of the hospital. Good. Hey, Bryn, I'm glad to hear that. Glad Paul is out of the hospital down in Perth, Australia. Excellent. Please send him our best, as I know that you will. Nancy Plum is here. Hi, Nancy. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Bryn, the moderator has closed this chat session, is what the text says. Yeah, and that's not true. I didn't close any chat session unless somehow in the website updating stuff got jacked up. As you know, that we are designing a new website. Hi, Beaker. That's not your name, Beaker. What is your name? Bernie, how you doing, man? Let's see. You know what, Dennis? That's a good idea. Dennis says that I should start broadcasting Madden on Twitch, and I've had more than one person tell me that. But that means that I got to get back involved with the Milwaukee Lions thing, and it's fucking, the work involved in that is nuts. I mean, I'd have to find a better way of doing things. Leslie, yes. Mike Nickus is with us, and there's Daryl. How you doing, Daryl? So I do apologize. Go open it as if you had closed it. Pretend you closed it, and just try and open it again. Well, the problem, Bryn, is that when I open that little wheel, that little technical wheel that opens all things to all of us, and pardon my language, the motherfucker doesn't open. All it says is disable scroll, and that's all the that's all that I got. So Leslie, how are you, honey? And Tina's with us tonight. So that's what went down. Shane's telling me our webcast is everything's working. So let me see. If it's working, fuck it. We'll stay on Facebook Live, but pardon me while I just go over here. Let me see. Oh, that's all the she at. Oh, there. God damn it. So it is working. So what we'll do is we'll stay on Facebook Live, but all you guys are over there's Rory. Oh, is it fun to watch my fucking mental breakdown, Rory? Doug is there. Okay, so we're all good. Well, what happened, man? I have no idea what happened, but it's working on the website. Yeah, it's working on my website, too, Rory. It's my own personal website. No, I'm kidding. It's working on... And wouldn't you know, now I have to take a piss, too, so... Let me just tell Shane here. Hard refresh. Okay, I'm still there. There's Rick Alpern from my Miami days. Rick, how are you doing? Boy, go and come back, Bryn says. What does that mean? DJ Danielson, hello, Phil. The developments in the Congress today. Your thoughts? I don't give a fuck. No, I'm just kidding. We don't really talk politics here. We just talk stuff. What happened, Shane? Find out something. No need to refer. I still have a hard time. Shit's really slow downloading over here. I don't know where you are, but shit's really hard downloading here. And we're into up to our necks here. We've got winds, we've got waves. There's creatures, so please stay where you are. Stay put. Don't come here. It's no good here. No, we may last the night. We may not. All right. Brian Schneider, missed you in South Florida. Yeah, I miss South Florida too. Brian, he got the operation on Thursday and it went so well. He got to go home on Friday. That's great news. What happened to him, man? You didn't tell me. I'm entertaining Leslie tonight. What happened to him, Brent? What was his problem, man? Because I found out that he was in the hospital. Did he fall off a cliff or something? I have no idea. Now, what is going on? I should tell you what's happening around this goddamn place. Well, one of the things that the problem we're having is that we've got a brand new web redesign, and some of my people who were beta testing, you guys want to weigh in on that? I don't know if you want to or not, but Aussie Paul had a bad kidney. That's it. Okay. Is that from booze? I'm kidding. Although, isn't it's that's generally liver, isn't it? Yeah. Let's see. Who else is interesting here? Rory, I'm going to need an animated version of Bob Green dancing. Goddamn right, man. And how'd you like that music, too? That was some old school fucking burlesque, man, going on there. Tina's getting buffering. The buffering that you're getting, Tina, is probably your end, is because we're doing good here, other than the fact that, you know, we're closed off from civilization. I don't know how long it'll take us to, you know. Oh, it's genetic. Good God. Allie, there's a related video that is my nephew that is popping up at the side of my Facebook. I'll have to be right back. Your nephew's wanting to talk to you, Allie. Rory, Bob Green should dance to Sexplosion of My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. Yes. Goddamn right. Unfucking real, man. Get some LASIK surgery, huh? I know people who've had LASIK surgery. Guess what? They have to go back in and have it done again. And then guess what? They still got to get glasses. Why? Why do I want to get LASIK surgery? Elliot from Utica, New York. How you doing, Elliot? I'm doing good, man. How are things in Utica? Is it snowing? Does it suck? You know? I was in Utica for a summer in 1975, and it wasn't much going on, you know, but the people there were nice, and I had my wisdom teeth taken out in Utica, New York. Roy, my dad had LASIK done 20 years ago and never had problems. Bullshit. I'm kidding. I believe you. Beaker Ann Beaker, Leslie, she's had it and she wears glasses. Oh, Elliot, very friggin' cold. We got hit with 30 inches of snow last week. Elliot says from upstate New York, Utica, New York. I was there in the summer of 1975, Elliot. You probably weren't born. And I worked on, God damn it, Genesee, that main drag, Genesee, that runs near, I think it ran near the, there was a bar across the street, is all I remember. And I had fun, but, you know, we had to kind of make our own fun there. Bernie's down in Miami tonight. No snow in Miami. Bernie, thanks for the effort at Bike Week last week. And you probably saw our comments. You were not getting through because every asshole had his phone on down there, right? So that's why you're not, you know, really coming through loud and clear. We got tornadoes in Louisville, says Russell Montgomery. That sucks. That sucks. What can I say? Tornadoes suck, you know? They look like tornadoes look like the devil itself, man, when you see that goddamn thing coming across the horizon, right? And you see that thing, and then you realize, God doesn't give a fuck about me. Look what he just sent. Look what he sent to me. That's the prayer. You say, God, thanks a lot for that shit, man. I've been praying to your ass for all these years, and you send me that? I'm joking around. If I'm violating any norms, I apologize. Bernie, so did they do, did somebody take, I love that goddamn loop of you going, hello, hello, hello. That was funny as shit. Unfortunately, nobody knew what it meant other than all of us here. Tina, the buffering's getting, Tina, get yourself a computer or an internet connection that's got some speed. That, right there, that works right there. Phil, any upcoming live shows in San Francisco? No. In fact, James, I'm out of the live show business for the time being and concentrating on other stuff. I was going to do some live stuff at UCB in the month of March, and then I asked them to put it off to May. We still may do May, but unfortunately, I'm not going to do any more live stuff because it's just not worth, to be honest with you, it's not worth my time, and it's nothing that I'm really all that jazzed about. I don't get off on it. It's not my medium. What can I tell you? Doing live stand-up is not my medium. I'm not saying that doing, you know, performance stuff, but doing stand-up, I'm not down with that. So there's so many people that are so good at it, you know. I think I'll leave that to those cats, you know. Rob Roy, Phil, I can't remember the character or episode where the dad pointed to the rafter in his garage every time his son said something stupid. I don't know what it is, but... And he would talk about the rope just... like a guy swinging from the rope. It's fantastic shit. Here's Gia Pabalucia. Hi, Gia. I appreciate your brain. Thanks, Gia. You can have it when I die. I'm gonna... Gia gets my brain, whatever she wants to do with it. Here's Allie. What other podcasts to listen to, if any? What other podcasts do I listen to? I don't listen to any podcasts other than, you know, I listen to Mark's on occasion, and I listen to nothing. I barely listen to the radio, man. I mean, I don't listen to the radio anymore. I listen to sports. I listen to sports news. Every now and again, I'll fall onto a sports show. It may be local. It may be... You know who I like? I like Scott Farrell. I listen to Scott because he's just sort of nuts. And every now and again, I find a show, and I'll just listen for a few minutes. And it'll just be a couple of guys. Yeah, you kidding me, man. The Red Sox need a right-handed hitter in that. The Red Sox are not going to go no place with no right-handed hitter. Well, I just think you're wrong. It's amazing to me how these cats can find that shit interesting morning, noon, and night, right? I mean, I'm a big sports fan, and even I don't care that much. I mean, I'm a huge football fan, but there's only so much I can, you know, listen to, so. Jeff Baker, King Philip, happy Friday to you. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff is in Montana. And how is your family, Jeff? How are those sons of yours that you have, that you're rightfully proud of? Beaker and Beaker, Leslie says, have I ever listened to Coast to Coast? Yeah, about 9 million times. What are you, nuts? Yeah. Allie, there are others that aren't sports related that I think you would really like. Why don't you recommend one for me, Allie? I would take your recommendation. And Allie, did you hear that the writers are going to go on strike? Well, yeah, that's a different union, isn't it? Well, that's what I heard anyway. March is TriCast month, says Allie. All right, here's Bernie. Phil, I heard a guy calling to Coast the other night that sounded just like the guy who fell off the tower and hit every girder. Warren Benman? You're just talking like this. Hey, babe, hey, how you doing, man? Everything fucking good? Great, good. Hi, it's Coast to Coast here. Is that still George? And here's Warren. Warren, how you doing? I'm good. I want to know. Did you know anything about... All right, all Leslie's doing is just putting, ha, 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 ha. That's pretty good. By the way, Leslie, that was a great picture of you. I have all the guys that were admiring it. I threw my little two cents in, which I figured you probably missed that. Rory, we need Warren Benman on Saturday Cinema. Fucking A, man. Well, you know what, Rory? I'm going to do Saturday Cinema as soon as I leave this magnificent goddamn live Facebook Live that we're doing, and I will have Warren do it. Rob Roy, how do you spell says? Better question, how do you spell success? Because as Chris Norton, and I don't know if a lot of you people, first of all, hey, Johnny Bean, how are you, Johnny? They were talking about electroshock? And Allie locked her fuck. How do you lock your cat in the bathroom? That's cruel. I'm sending the police. Mr. Henry, Chris, what did you... I buy my new film that's coming out. It's called Norton Mountain. And the tagline is, see the world, all 69 states from Norton Mountain, you know? So that's what it's at. That's what it's at. Here's an idea for Saturday Cinema. Guest BSP Riffer. Yeah, how am I going to work that out, man? Get him on the phone? Not a bad idea. Tina, I'm bowing out. My computer is slow today. God damn it, Tina, and it's buffering. Have fun tonight. See you next week. Tina, no, don't go. God damn it, Tina. All right, Tina, bye-bye. There's Joey. Joey's with us. Always like to see Joey. I didn't promote this on Facebook. People don't know that I'm doing this, and this is really mostly, this is our Friday night chat that we do every Friday night with our subscribers, but because we had problems over there with our chat function until just now, so it's all cleared up. I suppose we could log off, but I would feel like an asshole doing that. Rob, where did Herb come from? You want to know where I got the inspiration for Herb? Herb Sewell is a combination of two people. He's a combination of a man named Neil Myers, who had a talk show on Mutual, and another actor by the name of William Daniels. That's where that comes from. And so, as I did this character, you know, and he's got a little bit of a William F. Buckley thing going on there, and I don't know how I got him to be a... Where I you know, came up with the idea of him being a fucking... sexual, you know, predator. But I thought, with such a cultured name, you know, and such a cultured demeanor, he decided to shit in a box just when I was doing my hair and makeup. I stepped out, finished getting ready in front of the mirror, and you closed your cat. Okay. Nice going, Ellie. Johnny Bean is with us. Johnny, what did you do? Leave and you came back. Okay. I'd like to know the inspiration for R.C. Collins, says Bernie. Well, you ain't gonna get it, man. No, R.C. Collins was inspired... That's a very good question, but it's a character that I've been doing for 30-plus years. I used to do this character way back in the 80s, just hanging out with my friends. And I think the inspiration is a little bit Emmanuel Lewis, the kidney problem and the stunted growth thing. And those guys that... You know, I don't know about you, but I used to hang out with these kids when I was growing up that were the little twerps, but they knew it all, and they didn't know they were twerps. You know, they were just like, well, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to have to get a brand new carburetor on that. I mean, look at that shit box. Where'd you get that anyway? You know, and you're like, who the fuck are you, man? You know, I'm sure we've all known those guys. And, yeah, Henry, you're going to have to get a new face if you think you're going to go out with that girl. And you know, what I'll do, man, is I'll just kick your head in now. So that's basically it. It was just the real smart-ass, little twerpy prick that we all have known down through the years, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, what I'm probably going to do, I'm probably going to push the... And the other thing they used to do... These little twerps, is they thought their shit didn't stink. You know, they thought they were hot, so they'd be like, yeah, I'm probably going to push the eject button on this project, man, and move on down the highway.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, it doesn't look to me like you guys have got your shit together, you know, and I'm kind of in demand with other bands.
You know, so why not mess with a guy like that? Rory found a copy of Breasts at Breasts in the bargain bin. Dorothy! Getting Flash unavailable on fucking iPad. Dorothy. Okay, honey. Dorothy's trying to figure out how she can get Facebook Live. Beaker is saying, do I call you Beaker or do I call you Leslie? Saying it sounds a bit like Wallace Shawn. Lloyd Bonafide is parked at Sweet Farm. Yes. Fuck, I forgot the name of his program director. Cody Elms, what are you sipping on tonight, Phil? I'm sipping on this. 100% agave. Don't ever. Now, this is, I'm putting this with ginger beer. Ordinarily, I wouldn't drink this shit. But since I'm putting it together with ginger beer, the only way to drink good tequila is to drink it straight. You don't use good tequila with Mexican mules or margaritas. Allie, I love that Harvey Weinman still can't get his granddaughter to bring him the right glasses. Yeah, I drink tequila. Leslie? I figured you liked Leslie. Elliot, Phil, are you wearing any Western wear? No, I'm not. Unless, you know, this is my Western wear, man. I have to apologize for the glare here, guys. My phone is a piece of shit. I've dropped it so many times that I have cracked lenses and all kinds of stuff, which it's bad. I should get a new phone this weekend. I probably will get a new phone this weekend. Had I known we were going to do a Facebook Live, I would have had a new phone ready to go. Thank you, Philip. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate that. The program director is David G. Hall, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to do Straight Outta Chatsworth. You know, Straight Outta Chatsworth. Yeah. You know, Mr. Henry, you don't get it.
No, RC, you don't get it. You're a little fucking twerp.
Yeah. You think I'm a twerp, right? I bet you I get more ass on a Friday night than you would have ever had in your whole life.
Yeah, do you talk much, man?
Talk better than you.
You know, they always had a comeback. And you have to kick their ass just to get them to shut up. Because you would not be able to defeat them with your mind. Because they would always just have some lame comeback and they would think it was fantastic, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, RC, why don't you join the military and go to Afghanistan and get fucking blown up by some RPG?
Fred, that's not going to hand. That's not going to happen, bro. Because of the fact that I'm going to be so good. I'm going to be good. And the Taliban and ISIS, too, they'll run away from me, man. Keep dreaming.
Fuck. All right, take him down for the makings. That's right. All right. This is beautiful, man. Dorothy, hi. Hiya, Dorothy. How are you doing, honey? I'm so happy to see you. We got a program. We got a radio guy on the board here. Dan Duffy says program directors. Ugh. I agree, but I just. But the thing with this, man, is radio still. I don't know anybody that listens to the radio anymore, do you? I don't. I don't know anyone that listens to the radio, unless it's, you know, some sports stuff. Thank you, Leslie, and four other people for sharing my video. You mean what we're doing right now? Great. RC never got over not getting Bin Laden's head on a stick. Yeah, that's right. Hey, RC, man, I thought you were gonna like go get Bin Laden's head.
Hey, man, let me tell you what. I'm psycho. I'd eat my own guts to go get Bin Laden, but
Well, what happened, man? They killed him already.
Yeah, SEALs went and took care of business. Hey, bro, it's what it's all about. You know, brother warriors and stuff. But there's still plenty of bad guys left for me to go ahead and. Shut up.
James Rambo, I turn the radio on to get my Bluetooth. Right on. Jeff, King Philip, could you ask Larry Grover what he and the other conservatives of Kern County think about Trump and the Republicans botching healthcare? Larry, what about that?
Let me tell you something. I've been listening to enough of this. I'm Larry Grover with conservatives of Kern County.
Now, you're not going to make this a long-winded thing.
Hey, Phil, let me tell you. Maybe I will make it long-winded, because a lot of you liberals and the libtard and so forth, you know, forget it. You'd never understand.
Well, but the point is he didn't...
No, he did not. But guess what? He's got four more years. Oh! So I think... I'm pretty sure that Mr. Trump will cobble something together.
What do you mean, cobble?
Cobble. He'll cobble it together.
What does that mean?
He'll put it together.
What does that word mean?
You've never heard of a cobbler.
Yeah, you know, but it's sexual.
Oh, what a sick... I'm talking about the President of the United States of the America. God, You're frustrated, Larry, that it didn't get through, right? I'm frustrated that it didn't get through, even though, you know, I don't have insurance, and I probably could use some, and the fact that that's going to blow me out of the water, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I don't need insurance. I feel I won't get sick. Is that how you work that?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what else we got here, man. Got a lot of people. This is great. Rory, Gloria Grover has to come on the line and berate Missile Dick. Gloria.
Mother.
Larry, please, I just want you to get off the phone here. So
Mother, please, would you just bug off?
You know, Larry's still upset over the fact that we never had him circumcised, Phil.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about this.
I understand.
Oh, my God, Mother. Why would you say that?
Because your father and I came up with Missile Dick, and we thought, let's take a shot. Let's have a son that we don't circumcise.
God damn it, Mother. And you think that's funny.
You know, Ms. Grover, I think that's kind of cruel.
Oh, both of you guys ought to blow it out your ass. I'm going to go and play Pinochle with the girls.
All right. Yeah, we don't do Pete Bone. Thank you for that reminder, Luke. Does Margaret ever sing any Chuck Berry? No, she doesn't. That's not her style. You know, Margaret's more of a...
Although I will tell you, I love the classics. I love... You know, the classic rock and roll. Oh, let me hear that rock and roll music. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, I like that. I also enjoy the, what's another rock song, Phil?
Stairway to Heaven.
What?
How about, you know, Highway Star?
Nobody's going to take my car. I'm going to drive it into hell. Whatever it is. Isn't that the song about driving to hell?
Yeah.
I like Deep Purple. Okay, it's usually something that you wouldn't think that I'd listen to because of who I am and what I am and what I is, you know.
What do you mean, what you is?
You know what I mean. But Deep Purple and Simply Red and Blue Cheer, see?
Oh, you put three colors together there.
Yes. Fuck it.
All right. Dorothy, Angel, Baby, Margaret. Rory, Margaret could sing Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Bernie, Margaret singing along with Mitch. That would be great. Mitch? Who's Mitch? Elliot, any new lawsuits from Steve Bozell? Nah. Well, Steve was on bitching about something, man. Oh, yeah. He was bitching about that little kid that came into that video. Did you guys see the video where the guy is talking economics and his little daughter just comes bopping in? And then came the other little kid, which I personally found kind of frightening. It was just the little baby in that little roller thing. And it was like, it was like robot baby, you know. And Steve just, he flipped when he saw that. He was, oh my God, you know. And I'm like, Steve,
well, I understand it's a baby. I'm not frightened of no baby. But the fact that a kid just, you know, no concern for the father. The father's on national television, probably more than national, right?
I would say international.
International television. And he's given his opinion on the South Korean situation. And all of a sudden, the thing that frightened me is I saw one kid just come in like that, like, excuse me for saying, like her shit didn't stink. And then the other automatic baby, what'd you call it?
I called it robot baby for kicks.
Yeah, well, good luck getting your kicks with that. Because something like that rolls into the room, oh, God.
And then the wife came and got them, though.
Yeah, well, too little too late, my friend. Too little too late.
All right, Steve, you're kind of a pussy, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mitch Millers... the Mitch Millers sing-along. Automatic baby. Any new Dunphy family members set to sing at Ted's, asks DJ. DJ, I don't think so. I think there were three nephews that sang there. One of them singing that goddamn Lady in Red. And, you know, the Dunphy brothers hang out at Ted's. They make book there sometimes. Ted has got a gambling problem and generally bets the wrong team, welches the bet, gets slapped around by the Dunphys, but he doesn't get completely beat up because they figure his restaurant's good to hang at. So he basically has to turn his restaurant over to the Dunphy brothers when they come in, you know, on any given night, so they don't break his knees, you know. Essentially, that's the story of... my man there, Ted. Good night, Phil. Good night, Rory. Thanks for going live. You're welcome, brother. Thank you for being with us. So you aren't going to die, Paul? Nope, me. So I
Can't have your stuff, Paul. Ha, ha, ha. Ow, 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 ow. Maybe that was rare footage of Sky Baby. Oh, Cody, that's a good point, man. That's a good point, brother. Russell, has Bobby Dooley shaved any of the neighbor's daughter's legs lately? Oh, God. I hope not. You see that glare? Yeah. I'm going to make myself a drink. And this is how we do it here. I take, I can't really do this with one hand, so. All right. Come on, motherfucker.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah.
All right. By the way, yeah. I can't. Okay.
I can't see it. What happened to it? Huh?
I'll see.
What? Excuse me, sis. What?
All right, I'll be with you in a second, folks. Then every well-dressed man must have Stolichnoye ginger beer. This is the best ginger beer. It's not the best. It's the best tasting, but it's 100 calories. It's just a bunch of sweet shit, but I like it. Then I pour it. Just like you're taking a piss right into that glass. See? Do that. Now, the next thing you do, let me just show you. Let me show you. Okay, Grandpa. No. Hold on, goddammit, because the drink ain't done yet. You kids want a drink? I'm going to show you how to drink. Then you take this. Lime juice. Do I have real limes? Yes, I do. They're upstairs. Am I too lazy to go get them? Yes, I am. And by the way, Dorothy Olander's with us. She's the sister of my best friend, Don Olander. Don taught me everything I need to know about drinking. So. And that's it. That's a Mexican mule. And because this is a Friday night and I'm all done working, except for talking with you good people, you know. Ryan, I drink Don Julio because of you, Henry. My wife got me a bottle of 1942 for my birthday. Very, very sweet girl to do that for you, Ryan. Let me give you the bad news on that, though. I hope you know that it was not distilled in 1942. The name 1942 is the result of the founding. It was the celebration of the founding of the Don Julio Distillery in 1942. That tequila, though, is añejo. It's very good. But they kind of overcharge because of the name. I think it's misleading. And the packaging on that goddamn thing. Did she get it to you in the box? It's crazy shit. Ryan Moorhead. Goddamn it, Phil. Don't kill my dreams. Oh, yeah, there's Michelle. Hey, Michelle. I'll pour. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton have anything to say about Congress today? Kurt?
Well, I'll tell you right now, what happened in Congress today, Donald Trump got his ass handed to him, right?
That's the only thing about that.
But look, you know, he's going to be back. Don't worry about Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. His ass back.
Phil, are you and Maria going to be singing Reunited by Peaches and Herb? Maria is undergoing very serious surgery this summer. I wouldn't read too much into that, guys. What I'm doing is I'm helping her through a very tough period. I'm very proud of her. She's gotten her degree in marriage, family, and child counseling. She's going to go for her doctorate. And in the middle of all this shit, she came up with arthritis that requires hip replacement. And this was very shocking for her because she thought, you know, it would be something that they could treat with some kind of a medicine. I don't know. And it wasn't. And when they said to her, now understand, the pain first became difficult in June of last summer. So she thought, oh, wow, I got bursitis. No. Then, oh, well, I have arthritis. Okay. Next thing she knows, they're telling her your hip needs to be replaced. So it was a real shock for her. She won't be able to walk. So I'm going to be, you know, taking care of her and making sure she's okay. So that's what you call... It's love, yeah, but I wouldn't be reading into the situation anything more than that. Okay? We should all be kind to each other, especially people that we've known and we have loved and still do, but in a different way, you know, and as life. Thank you, Jeff. That's very sweet of you, man. How are you doing, dude? Are you, Did you mention how your boys are doing? I asked you how your sons are doing. Jeff lives up there in God's country, man. He's got a pad up in Montana. Jesus H. Christ. Fucking beautiful, man. Really is. You should send some pictures, you should send some pictures, Jeff, of that countryside there. And also James Kaufman, who's another one of our BSPs, lives up there. James actually flew down to L.A. and saw us at the Hollywood Improv. I have a feeling that James comes to L.A. a lot, you know. I think he's one of those rich guys. I think he's so fucking wealthy. It's like,
I think I'll just hop on the jet here and fly down to Los Angeles and see what Phil Henry's up to.
Mark asks, is that a squirrel behind me? What's... Did you see an animal? There's a TV set there. There's a TV. There's another TV. Mike Preston, Phil was my Lord and Savior when I lived in L.A. Thank you, son. Yes, I was. I want to be humble about it, but of course I did save the souls of quite a few people. Nancy asks, have I been to Kentucky? Driving through, Nancy. I've been in Louisville. I've driven through Louisville. I just drive through. I've driven through Kentucky many times, going between whatever's up north of that and Miami. Miami is the target, and then I'm always like going north, you know, probably Minnesota or Chicago or something like that. Thing about Kentucky, it's very rocky. Am I right about that? I left Indiana and suddenly I'm in Kentucky and there's rocks and rolling hills and shit. And then that skyline of Louisville is really cool looking. There's that big building. That's the thing I noticed about Louisville. It had a really cool looking skyline and there's a river running near it, right? I mean, I'm just, all of this stuff is coming to me in a very, what did Louisville, oh, Louisville is, they had that big rally, didn't they, for Trump. Michael, any plans on ever coming back to Florida? Yeah, to visit. Yeah, absolutely. And Rory asked, did you ever get those... Oh, fuck. Guess what, Rory? Thanks for asking me. On Friday at 12:30, they opened up the seating for the Los Angeles Chargers. At 12:30 on Friday, my ass was in an office in L.A. doing an audition. And I knew that this was going to happen to me. And I didn't have, you know, who am I going to, you know, what am I going to do? I thought about getting one of my friends. I'd have to give them all the code and all this bullshit. So, answer your question, no. I'll go over there this weekend and see if there's anything left. It cost me $100 to get on that list. The Ohio River runs through Louisville. Yeah. Well, Leslie says, boo, Louisville. I have to sort of agree, but, you know, that's just a small, minor political point. You know, it's not like I hate Florida because they love Trump in certain areas. Look, I don't want to... We really keep this thing clear of politics here. I'd rather... Because you know what? It fucks my day up, man. It just does. It just fucks my day up. Matthew, you want to know if Pastor Rennick is here? You know, I can do Pastor Rennick, but, you know, I got kind of a thing in my head now about Pastor Rennick, because somebody told me that the only reason why this guy's funny is because a white man doing a black man, doing a black man's voice. And I thought, well, no shit. Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm funny. I said, well, now, you think black people have this shit? I said, well, maybe. Who? There was a security guard at KFI. Yeah. Did I ever develop a character that I didn't reveal to the public? No. No, never did. Nancy, are you on the air in Louisville? Nancy, what station are you on? There's a cat that was on the air in Louisville for years. Terry Miner. And I can't imagine that he's still working there. Terry Miner was big in the 70s and 80s. I mean, people would say, do you know Terry Miner? I said, no. The cat's making like a lot of fucking bank in Louisville. I said, how's he doing that? Well, first of all, he's got a radio gig. And secondly, he does all the voiceover that you could possibly do in Louisville. And he has some huge accounts. And I thought, you know what? Every market has a guy like that who just like... There was a guy in Honolulu by the name of Aku.
Aku. His real name was Hal Smith. The guy was a GI, and when the war ended, World War II ended, he stayed there. And he was a disc jockey on KGMB for years, man. He did the morning show there. Made a ton of fucking dough. And his name was Aku. That's the name that he took, anyway. Cody, any update on Rick and Morty? No, I did a Rick and Morty. You're on Passport Radio in Frankfurt? What is that, Nancy? What does Passport Radio, what does that do? I mean, what? Is that a radio station? And you're on in Pennsylvania? Is that a network that you're on? Congratulations, that's good. Getting back to our, Kev, how you doing? Thanks for joining us. We've got a nice tight little crowd here. Mike, how are you, buddy? Look, there's Mike Angelieri. Now, he's one of our BSPs. And I forget what I was talking about, but thank you very much for asking anyway. Margaret Gray Players, that's some fun stuff. Thanks for all the laughs the last 20 years. I've been a fan. Thank you very much. Is your name pronounced KC? Oh, I thought it looked like Casey, thanks. The Margaret Gray Players is really tough to do, you know. That's almost as tough as doing her, you know, doing Frank Gray trying to change the genders. That was really hard to do. I was like, you know, Margaret, and I had to write it down, and even though I had it written down which person was which, it was brutality unchained. Nancy's on 93.5, 1490. Cool. It's a hoot. All right. So do you play music? Daryl asks if Coach Dozier's around. Yes, he is. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. What do you want to know? Well, we'd like to ask you, Coach, about what did you think of this past football season? The past football season, that was January. I haven't thought about it, you know. You haven't thought about it? No, I haven't thought of it. You're asking me that because I'm a football coach. I love all kinds of sports, but I love all kinds of things. Well, what are you doing in the summer? I'm going to be working at Subway. God damn it. Why do you bring that shit up? So you still get paid so little that you have to work at Subway? Yes. And I just want to say to any parents out there, if you think you're coming into Subway and you're going to start asking me why I'm not playing your son, why I'm not starting your son, and while you're asking me that, you're telling me to slather on the mayo on a tuna or on a six inch, and then you go, hey, coach, let us have one of your 6 inches, and you go, I'm going to tell you, I may just come right over the counter on you, because all it takes is just put the leg up. I'll have my leg already up on the counter when I see you come in, and if I hear any shit at all, I can vault from that position. You can vault and be on somebody within a half second. Jesus. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're not kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Great to see you here. Yes, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Cool, Nancy. Congratulations. It's awesome. Bernie, I'm getting ready to roll, going the same route. That was. Where are you going, Bernie? Bernie's getting back in his truck, so he's leaving us. Here is Sasan K. Dorian. I love your political commentary and moral truth. What do you think is going to happen with Trump and Russia? Oh, brother. Let me keep that shit on the political side of things. I mean, I just think, hey, am I on Facebook? You know why I'm not? You know what's wrong with this? I'm on Facebook Live on my web, on my friends page, not on the fan page. How about that? John. Our Philly guy. John, listen, if you've been over, you saw our... I got my back to everything here. This is insane. I don't even know if we're going to have a show tomorrow, to be honest with you, because I don't know what is being recorded and what isn't being recorded. I don't even know what time it is right now. Does anybody have the... We got 4 minutes left. You're going from Miami to Apopka via the Turnpike. Yes. Sydney, how you doing, brother? The Turnpike is a beautiful thing, man, because it's a nice, you know, it's a nice ride. In Florida, if you want to drive on a really cool road, you have to go to the Turnpike and pay for it. So you know what happened here tonight, and this is probably good. I'm doing a Facebook Live here on our friends page, and I should have been over on our fan page. So
This is kind of cool, though, so I'm talking to folks that ordinarily I wouldn't have a chance to talk to. Phil once used the term impotent anger to describe Steve Bozell, which was brilliant. There seems to be quite a bit of it with Vernon. There was a lot of it in my family growing up, man. You know, everybody was like on the verge of just, man, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to kick some ass, you know. My father, you know. Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. Okay, Nancy, see you later. Sasa and Phil, will you be doing comedy until you get old and croak? Is it something you feel compelled to do? Yeah, it is. It's really who I am. I wouldn't even talk politics if it wasn't for the fact that I come from talk radio, and that's where you had to talk about politics. See, I got into comedy through radio, and radio doesn't really have an outlet for comedy other than morning shows. Otherwise, it's just dog shit from like 9 a.m. until the next morning drive show starts. So in order to get on the air and do anything funny, it had to be politically oriented, and you had to have, it was just nonstop politics. So as a result, that's where all that came from. I wouldn't even give a shit, really, to be honest. I do give a shit, but I don't in terms of my professional life, you know. I find it far funnier for Steve Bozell to comment on some kid in a little walker just going, you know. But I think that it's why radio's having a hard time now. You know, it's painted itself into a corner. Just, you know, that's where that's at. Well, it's kind of sad, but hey, whatever the fuck. Dr. Sadler encouraging the handicapped to be better drivers. One of the two shots I posted to your page, here's Jeff. Do I believe in God? Yes, I do, Sasan. I believe in, but I believe in the law. I believe in the Buddhist law of cause and effect. If you want to call that God. Thank you, Jeff. Bryn, so glad you guys are here. It's been a week of highs and lows here. Thank you again. And listen, all the best to Paul, Bryn. And take off my shirt for a dude? Not going to happen, man. I think that, you know, I'm glad that he's okay and give us updates. But getting back to what Sasan was asking me, you know, I wouldn't even be doing politics if it hadn't been for the fact that I got into talk radio and they demand that of you, you know. You know, well, are you liberal or conservative? Huh? You know, what is it? I don't know, man. Guys, I really appreciate you being with me tonight. I have to leave now. It's the end of our chat, and I don't know how the fuck we're even going to have a show tomorrow, but I'll try. I know this will be up for replay, and I guess what I'll do if... Did you hear that? I just lisped. I guess what I'll do is I will record the sound of it, right? I'll record the sound. And we'll put it on our BFP tomorrow. We also have our Saturday Cinema coming up tomorrow. We have a brand new website that is in redesign mode and that will be debuted very, very soon. So if you don't have a backstage pass to our website, come on over, man, grab one. You know, it's cool. You know, we get down and we do some weird shit. Most of the weird shit I do, y'all just watch it, but you know what I mean. So... from California here, where it's been fucking cold as hell. We're about 300 yards from the Pacific Ocean, but I might as well be a mile. This is Phil Henry. I love all of you, and I really do, and I appreciate the support. And this was cool. So next week, if we ever do this again, which I doubt. No, if we do it again, we'll be over on the fan page. But this was cool doing this here with our friends tonight. And thank you again. Let me see if I'm missing any messages like, hey, Phil, pick up a loaf of bread or something. Thank you very much. Johnny, thank you. Sasan, thank you. Everybody. Mark, thanks, brother. Jeff, all the best to the family. Dorothy, bye-bye, honey. So great to see you here. Okay, guys, see you next week here. Right here. See you next week on our website here. Facebook, I don't know. I'll just put a picture of myself. I'm just like... bye-bye.